In the city of Bethlehem today, Palestinian security forces are back in control. Israeli soldiers left the West Bank town as part of a deal paving the way for the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. Also part of the deal, Palestinian police will curb militants and prevent attacks on Israelis. The eventual outcome envisioned in the plan is a completely independent Palestinian state living alongside Israel by 2005. Joining us now on the phone from Bethlehem is Brother Vincent Malham. He's president of Bethlehem University. Brother Vincent, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you.
The last time we spoke with you on this program was in April. Israeli forces had moved into Bethlehem as a group of armed Palestinians took refuge in a church. And today, I imagine things feel quite different. Can you describe the mood there in Bethlehem today?
Well, I hate to disagree with your lead-in, but Israeli soldiers really are still in Bethlehem. In distinction to what's being promulgated all over the world. I think at one point the soldiers may have withdrawn from Bethlehem, but tonight, a couple of hours ago, a group of us were van on our way to Jerusalem to the United States Consulate's 4th of July party. Tonight was for Palestinians, tomorrow night is for Israelis. We were held up at the checkpoint for 45 minutes, so long that I had to jump out of the van, catch a taxi to get back to the university in order to be available for this interview. Well, at any rate, as we were waiting, there were at least seven or eight jeeps of soldiers that went by us, and then when I caught my taxi, was on my way back to the university in Bethlehem, these jeeps were there. In fact, there were some soldiers out of one of the jeeps, and one of them had his rifle pointed at something. I was hoping it wasn't at us as we went by. So what? On one hand, yes, I think there has been that agreement. There are Palestinian police out on the streets, yes, but Israeli soldiers are still in Bethlehem.
Is the mood there then tonight different from the way people felt this morning? I mean, is there a sense that something's changed just within the day in terms of why the Israeli soldiers that you saw were there?
Do you know, I think there's confusion because, as everyone thought, the soldiers were to have left. But really, we've heard on BBC and we've heard on some other newscasts that people are dancing in the streets and all. That really is not the mood in Bethlehem. I think people are happy that this first very small step has been taken. But I was asking one of our teachers who was in the van with us going into Jerusalem what the mood was and what his take was on this whole thing. He says, we're very, very skeptical, and that's the word he used. There is such distrust over such a long period of time between the two peoples, and there have been so many moments of hope. They've been shattered. He says, we're not going to let ourselves get too excited yet. We hope there will be movement and there will be change on the ground, but we will just have to wait and see. And so I think that probably the mood here in Bethlehem is much more measured and much more controlled and conservative than it might be in the rest of the world as this thing is being broadcast.
Now, Ariel Sharon had promised that there would be more pullbacks of Israeli troops. And of course, this is just one part of this, as you say, the latest peace effort, and there have been so many. But both sides are making concessions. You're saying people are very cynical about the entire peace process, though, it seems to be.
Well, I wouldn't use the word cynical, but I think skeptical.
Is there any hope there?
Yeah, I think there is. I really would say very measured, it's very controlled, and people themselves get too excited about it. They're hoping, certainly.
Brother Vincent?
Yes.
Thanks so much for joining us. I think that your line is breaking up and we're having a little trouble hearing you, but I really appreciate your being with us today.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Brother Vincent Malham is the president of Bethlehem University, and he spoke to us from Bethlehem. NPR News will continue to cover the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Bethlehem today on All Things Considered. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.